hear from Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska as he recaps a successful federal issues forum at the Nebraska State Fair. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
Biggest priorities as your senator is hearing directly from Nebraskans. I continue to do what I did when I was governor. I travel the state, talk to Nebraskans, and listen to their concerns.
Last week, Senator Pete Ricketts was at the Nebraska State Fair, and he welcomed hundreds of Nebraskans to his annual Federal Issues Forum.
I'm grateful for everyone who attended. This year, Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, Administrator Lee Zeldin and Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso joined me.
He said that they highlighted solutions that they're working on to get America back on track.
We are fighting to provide and protect the good life. Administrator Zeldin and I discussed the importance of EPA cutting excessive regulation. Nobody cares more about preserving our water, our air, and our land resources more than our farmers and ranchers who depend upon it. They are the original conservationists. What farmers and ranchers want is common sense rules and regulations that allow them to continue to manage their land. That's what Administrator Zeldin and I are fighting to deliver. Reining in overregulation means reforming rules like Waters of the U.S. or WOTUS. The Obama and Biden administrations tried to illegally increase the EPA's authority for waters of the U.S. under the 1972 Clean Water Act. They tried to redefine what navigable waters are. The Congress had passed laws which gave the EPA authority over navigable waters like lakes, rivers, and oceans. President Obama and President Biden tried to extend the EPA's authority to regulate roadside ditches, puddles on construction sites, and farm ponds. Last time I checked, those are not navigable waters. Now, that's the definition of overreach. That's not what Congress voted for.
He said Administrator Zeldin also made it clear that the EPA isn't an obstacle to agribusiness any longer, and they're working within the intent of Congress. Ricketts said they also discussed the renewable fuel standard.
The improved renewable volume obligation rulemaking reflects strong support for biofuels and American farmers. The EPA's most recent RVOs exceeded our expectations and will drive strong biofuel markets. This will benefit energy consumers with cheaper prices at the pump, help clean up our environment, and be great for our farmers and ranchers. The Biden administration sadly ignored biofuels and weakened American energy independence. We're unleashing American energy dominance again.
He also points out that he discussed with Senator Barrasso how the One Big Beautiful Bill will strengthen Nebraska families.
It's rare to have the opportunity to pass legislation that preserves the good life for generations. The One Big Beautiful Bill avoids a $2,400 tax hike, expands the child tax credit, and makes the death tax exemption permanent. It is great for families, expanding child and dependent care credits, while increasing take-home pay by up to $9,000 over the course of the next 4 years. It ensures no tax on tips or on overtime. And 88% of seniors will no longer pay taxes on Social Security due to a new $6,000 tax credit. That's returning Social Security benefits to how they were prior to 1983 when they were not taxed at the income tax level.
He also points out that they passed the $50 billion Rural Health Care Fund, which makes sure Nebraska gets a minimum of $100 million each year for the next 5 years.
The One Big Beautiful Bill is great for agriculture and energy. It secures our border and promotes peace through strength in deterring foreign adversaries like communist China.
And with that being said, Ricketts says that he always loves coming to the Nebraska State Fair.
The Nebraska State Fair is a yearly reminder of the values that make the good life in our state.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.